right, it is the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here in 720 WGN. And I just want to say, you know, this show has been on the air here for just over a year. Well, more than, I don't know, what,
just over
16 months,
fair.
Something like 15 mm-hmm. months. And, you know, it's we've developed, you know, through, you know, Anna joined the show the first couple of months. And then, you know, Judy sort of decided that she kind of liked the show.
After she'd about, accept you.
Yeah, after about 9 months.
I haven't really decided yet.
Yeah, that's not what you said last night. And that sounded
don't
worse.
Go
that,
back
sounded
there.
Terrible.
That sounded
that's
terrible.
That sounded
like,
a lot worse.
I'm not even going to touch it, but if Kevin decided to.
Nobody touch
anything.
So Judy
anything. Said last night.
That's
no.
not what you said last
now,
night.
It's not what I meant.
But, well, that's what I said for
we
sure.
Were talking, we were all sitting around the table at Kevin's birthday, and, you know, we're having a lot of fun here where it's a great camaraderie between all the folks on the air, off the air here that are putting this show together. And Violetta seems to be the centerpiece of the show, right? I think we all can agree mm-hmm. that when we are moving, not necessarily on the air, but off the air, when we're moving about, Violetta is the
chief organizer. Yeah.
I force you guys to do stuff.
Party planner.
Right. Antagonist. All of that. Mm-hmm. And so, and when we go to, we like, you know, when the show's been out, like on remote and stuff, people are like, where's Violetta? She become a bit of a star. Now,
she
and before we should, in all deference here to the needs of our audience for transparency, we should let people know a little bit about Violetta, because last night we learned something.
Surprised us all.
Yeah. Now, the one thing we know for sure, now, Violetta grew up in Chicago. Your parents are Serbian. Your folks had a restaurant. Very, very, to my mind, I mean, mm-hmm. I thought you were a rock star when I met you because Little Bucharest was...
Everyone knows the restaurant.
...was a restaurant that I went to as a, you know, in when I was in my 20s and 30s. With my dad, and it was like it was a place he loved to go because he served in Europe in the military.
One
and
of the great little, like one of the great ethnic restaurants of Chicago, I would say.
Right, and I think just, so.
Thank you, guys, on behalf of Little Bucharest.
Right, even though now Bucharest is Roman and the food's Romanian, and then somehow,
Eastern
some way,
European, yeah.
Yeah, somehow that it all works out. So
it does.
So then Violetta tells us last night, and we've learned a little bit about her life in the restaurant and the fact that she grew up above the restaurant. There's some stories about that and some interesting moments. Some we will not, some we'll just hold back on because there's a great one that we will tell eventually, but we need to get everybody's permission to tell it.
We need to sign paperwork on that.
Yeah.
Legal teams.
It might be harder than it appears. So here's the point. She's telling us in the car on the way to the restaurant, and we were in the car for, what would you say, 4 minutes?
This is a short drive.
Very short drive in the Taro, driving to the restaurant. We're going to have this party. Violetta tells us a story about your christening.
Yes. I don't remember how it got brought up.
No, you
all.
Just brought it up.
No, I didn't. Yes. There was a reason, I'm sure. Well, yes.
How would you segue to christening from what?
Yeah, because you
were
in the car with us.
Anyways, so. I was baptized late in life. I think that's how it started. I don't know why I started telling you guys about that. But anyway, and
we were about to have a prayer circle in the car. I have no idea.
Before we turn on the car, could I please tell you some religious things about me? No, yeah, so then I was baptized really late, and you guys were like, that's strange, you know, how late? I'm like, you know, 16. It's pretty normal.
Right, and now why was it when you were 16?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's because I was the second child. You know, you kind of...
Your parents forgot.
Yeah, you do everything right with the first one, and then it's kind of downhill from there.
So
I
they're
think.
All sitting around going, at least we got one going to heaven. This one, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, they wanted to wait. They weren't sure about me.
Okay.
Is it worth the trouble?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so they finally decided to do it, mostly because I think my dad wanted to throw a party,
okay.
You know?
All right.
It's probably around his midlife crisis situation.
Okay.
And
there probably meets the eye, but okay, yeah.
A lot of extra details mm-hmm. today.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, so then I was telling you guys about it, and it was a crazy party, and my dad, oh, I remember how we started talking about this.
Don't worry, it doesn't matter.
It was the 16-passenger van.
Yeah, the 16-passenger van.
I remember so everything. But
yeah,
go
my
on,
dad.
Continue.
My dad toured with singers around the country in this van, and those singers happened to be in Chicago during my baptism, so he had them perform
at now, the baptism.
At the baptism.
Wait, I want to just stop for a second because we have to go back and set this up. Violetta used to drive a 16-passenger van to school when she was in high school, and she was embarrassed by that. And I said, and again, and this is a very innocent question on my part, why a 16-passenger van? To which she answered that your dad had this
He would tour the country.
No, he would tour the country with Romanian singers, and
then they would like dance and sing.
Yeah, he had concerts around the country.
Like they would like wear like traditional Serbian garb and like
some of them, not so much. Yeah.
Apparently not at baptisms.
Well, so it turns out.
These performers, they weren't great singers, and they were more dancers.
Dancers,
right? With short shorts and tube tops.
I mean, strippers.
Well, they kept their clothes on for my baptism, but
so you basically at your baptism, your father decided that he was going to have this group of singers, dancers. This is what we do. We travel country.
He wanted the good show for the people.
Right. Finally, America needs good show of Serbian dancers who may also be strippers. And then they got up and what did they do?
Yeah, they took center stage. They started singing.
At your baptism.
At my baptism. Yeah. Lights were dim. They had a spotlight.
Oh, God.
Right. You know, all the kids that I invited, all the boys were like, oh, my God, can we get some of this home video? Are you going to be, you know, making a DVD for this?
Were you embarrassed or were you thinking this
I was
is
shocked.
Great?
Yeah, I think I was caught off guard a little bit. And then, you know, it was a nice dinner. It was white tablecloths and it was
white people. It was like it was nothing.
It was a fancy event. You
what
know?
Could happen? What could go wrong? What? All right. Now, what we did, what's interesting about this is, I mean, I was just a little shocked. I mean, I know that there's some people that get baptized later in life because they, you know, choose to convert or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. This was a case of like the kid getting baptized. Oh, we forget for 15 years to baptize. So we'll get to that now.
Which I don't know, doesn't often happen, but it can. I know in the Orthodox faith, you often have to do the full dunk in when you get christened.
Oh, yeah. They made sure.
Did that. What did the strippers do while you're...
No, they weren't there. They weren't at the church. Come on.
Oh,
I don't
come on. That would be so disrespectful.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure they had to tell me to cover up at the church. I'm like, no halter dresses?
And all of this story came about in a matter of, as Rose said, 3 to 4 minutes. There's a 2-block drive to dinner last night, and we somehow get onto a story about strippers at Violetta's baptism.
Okay. Now, we have some audio of this group, actually. This
They're
exact
called Bordeaux.
Group. They're called what?
Bordeaux, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Really what that means, actually. Maybe it means strippers. It kind of sounds like it.
Okay.
This is actually them.
Mă privești din poftă din ochii tăi. O să te las să faci din mine.
So they were doing this at the christening.
You could just imagine the dance moves.
I like this.
It was a lot of kicks, and I think one of them did the splits at one point.
All right. To save his own reputation, Violetta's dad is on the Super Celebrity Hotline, and this is
wait, really, my dad or you as
no,
him?
No, Bronco Podramatic is on the Super Celebrity Hotline, and now Bronco, is she telling the story properly?
Well, not really. No, not
oh my
really.
God.
I think at 16 years old, you do a lot of imagination. No question else.
Oh, yeah, I'm the one with the big imagination.
Yes, that's not really. I mean, with that same group, I went to the church and a church hall. They had a hunting party, like 500 people.
What?
And so when they dance at my restaurant, of course, they have like Britney Spears or whatever. They're something thing when they pick up their leg or whatever, the custom.
Oh my God.
And so at my restaurant, it's dark and people cannot see while they pick up the leg and put it down. It's so fast, so they don't see it. But when I went to the church, well, in a church hall, a banquet hall where they organized a concert.
Yeah.
And when they pick up their leg to dance left and right.
Oh, my God, Dad, stop.
No, let them finish.
The ladies, you know, the old ladies, that you know, typical Eastern European ladies, they go, oh, my God, because whatever what they see underneath when they pick up their legs. And they go, Bronco, I said, what's wrong? Like, I don't know what they're talking about. And then they go, you see? I say, yeah, I see, you see. They go, yeah, but next to the church. I say, you do not like it.
Bro.
Go, yeah, yeah.
Dad, I think we need to baptize you. Oh, my God, I can't.
Oh, my God, wait. Bronco, I just want to make sure I understand this. So you're in the church basement. And you've got
next door. To the church. What in the basement? Now, with the holies,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they're holy for the church, though. And you've got these Serbian dancers,
singers,
right? Who are but they're raising their legs. Now, are they wearing underwear? I mean,
yeah, those nice ones, you know, pink ones and very nice ones. Yeah,
yeah.
But they are singers. But don't the Britney Spears or whatever these American singers. Don't they dance like that?
Yes.
Worse.
But yes.
Janet Jackson, didn't she at the...
Yeah,
at,
Super Bowl.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. Yeah.
And the ladies were, Bronco, I said, don't you like it? They go, we love it. So what Violetta is talking about, I don't know.
No, Violetta's version was much worse. What, are you kidding me? There's like, they're in a church hall, and they're giving everybody they're taking the picture of all the people in the audience.
I mean.
So it was all clean. They just were showing their legs.
Yeah, by the way, no, they were dancing. That's all. They were dancing.
They were just dancing.
Yeah.
Now, you traveled the nation with these people?
In Canada, too. Yes, in Canada, too. But not too long, for 25 years. Not too long, for 25 years.
You see where I get my modesty from?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. Bronco, actually, your daughter's got to go back to work right now due to traffic.
Well, do that, please. Yes. Yeah. God bless you guys.
Thank you, Bronco.
Bye, Dad. Love
thanks
you.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
He is such a nice man.
Oh, he's a sweetheart.
And he loves Britney Spears.
The Britney Spirit.
And the Janet Jackson.
Wow, Violetta. He told a different story.
That's a different that story's worse.
I mean, what's the big deal?
Well, and in his eyes it was better. In his eyes it was better.
He can plan my next birthday party.
You see, we are christening baby daughter because we're going to christen her, and now we're going to show you where babies come from.
You know what? If the babushkas boom, boom, boom. Like it, why can't Violetta like it? Okay, obviously.
I think he's misrepresenting what the babushkas were saying, or he misunderstood it.